Hi, so I'm Venetia. I'm from South Africa. My family is Swati. Well, we originate from Swaziland, but my parents were born in South Africa. So I'm going to explain the South African and Swaziland Swati wedding, which is called Umtimba. U-M-T-S-I-M-B-A. Okay, so firstly, the man and the woman meet, and then they decide, okay, we're in love. And then what happens is the guy will go to his parents and tell them that he met this certain girl, and then they'll have a meeting with their uncles. And then from there, they kind of decide whether these people are family or not. What dictates whether the person is family is the tribal name, which is a couple of surnames that are mentioned right after their main surname. So, for instance, my surname is Mkiva Madonsela Bambuluyet Ngabatindili Tagbonyog. So, meaning that I'm not allowed to marry anybody with those certain names, right? So that would be considered family. So when the uncles agree that this person is not family, then they can move on. And they'll be like, okay, fine, let's meet up with the girl's family. So what happens after that, they send a letter to the girl's family. The uncles will send the letter that, our son has seen this beautiful flower. Usually that's how it's described. This beautiful flower from your family, and we want to probably carry on with negotiations. And then after that, then they'll decide whether to maybe agree to it or not, depending on the girl's family. If they agree to it, they'll send a letter back and say, okay, this is, we can certainly maybe meet on this specific date. And then they choose a specific date, and then that's when they meet. So during the meeting, traditionally what happens is that the father, this is a bit funny, but the father will close the gates. So the bride's family will close the gates when the boyfriend comes. So they'll close the gate. Well, the boyfriend's not there, but his uncles are there. So the boyfriend and the bride are not in, they're not in this at all. So the bride's family will close the gates, and then the groom's family will have to say the tribal names. And then that is the only way they let them in. If they don't know it, then it's almost like disrespectful. Like, why are you guys here?
They have to say the bride's tribal name.
The bride's tribal name. The groom's family will have to say the bride's tribal name. So then they'll say and say it and say it. And then if they decide, okay, they said it properly, then they welcome them in. So when they come and sit down in the lounge or wherever they will be deciding to have the meeting, and then what happens is they'll first have to pay for the father to open his mouth. So this is called imvula mlomo. Mlomo is mouth, so mvula is open, so imvula mlomo. Okay. So they'll put down some money. If the father decides it's not enough, or if he doesn't like them, he'll just kind of decide to keep quiet forever. But eventually, if they put down a note and then he's happy with it, and then he can open his mouth and continue the negotiations.
So it's like a dowry
situation. Yeah, it's not really a dowry yet. It's just imvulam loma. Okay. Just so that, can we have a conversation now? So eventually, okay, then they start. So the groom's family will mention, oh, we saw a beautiful flower here at your house, and my son is interested in taking your daughter as his wife. Oh, firstly, they don't disagree. They'll say, oh, we need to know which bride or which daughter you're talking about. So what will happen is that they'll line up five different girls. And then they'll just stand there, and then the groom's family has to say, oh, this is the one. If they don't know which bride they're talking about, then the bride's family will just send them back. So they need to know the girl. I don't know how they know them, because they haven't met them yet, but technically the bride has sort of met the groom's family. So they'll say, oh, this is the girl that we're looking for. They'll bring her in, and then okay, then she goes back to the kitchen or wherever. Usually they have to be cooking for, if negotiations go well, it can take with a day, or if negotiations aren't met and nobody's agreeing to the amount, then they'll send them back, and then they'll have to come back another day. But if everything goes well and they decide on the money, like they'll say, okay, we are only giving away our daughter for 25,000. And then if this, I'm just making an example, 25,000 rand or imalangeni is the currency in Swaziland. Okay, so if they reach an agreement, yay, happy days. And then they'll bring in food and there'll be like a big function and celebration and stuff. They'll be eating traditional food. But usually in South Africa, they just eat some traditional food, or in South Africa, they'll eat whatever food they cook, which is usually Western food. Okay, so everybody goes home and it's happy days. So they start planning for the wedding. So they'll meet then for the wedding, which is called umtsimba. But before that, the bride has to go and meet the in-laws. So on the day that the bride meets the in-laws, that is called umhlambiso. Umhlambiso, the bride goes to the groom's family and then she has to bring some gifts. Some the gifts could entail maybe like blankets, like beautiful printed Swati blankets, or pots for the mother. Sometimes she has to bring something for the grandmother. So the groom's family will usually have a list in terms of what they would like from the bride. Okay, the bride takes out all of that, and then technically it's the bride bringing the stuff just to say thank you to the groom's family and for her to just be nicely welcomed. So they'll have like an event where she gives in these gifts, and on the mhlambiso day she has to be wearing imvunulo. It's called imvunulo, like okay. What she wears. So it's imahia is like just material, which is yellow. It has to be yellow, and then the material is called lihia. Okay, so she wears that with a black skirt. The black skirt is usually a leather black skirt, so it's made out of like proper leather, and then it can have like some fur on it. And then she also has to wear sitfaba. The skirt is called sitfaba, so sitfaba is DV. You said it very well. And then she has to wear a hat, which is called sikolo. Sikolo.
Okay.
And then, so that's her entire outfit. Okay, they have the event, she gives them the gifts, and yada yada, everybody goes home, they're happy. So now they have to plan for the wedding. And then...
Oh my god.
I know, so it's freaking long.
Yeah.
So they're done with the lobola, they're done with the umhlambiso. And then, so the bride will have umembeso. This is just her. It's like almost like a bachelorette sort of thing. So okay. It's called umembeso. So this is where she wears like a blue attire, a blue lihia, which is it's called shreshwe. Shreshwe is like, I don't know, I'll take pictures for you and then send it to you and stuff. And then she doesn't really have to wear a hat. Usually that day, the people who wear a hat are the older women, and they usually mostly covered. So she's not really fully covered. Like, she'll have like the thing covering her, but at the same time, her outfit has to be respectful because she's a woman who's about to get married. So she usually carries like a stick, but it's like a special stick that's like nicely made. It's like just short. So they'll be dancing on their day, they'll be singing around the street, she'll be walking around. That kind of shows everybody in the community that like she's about to get married. Aww. And yeah, so it's like a bachelorette type of thing going on. And so usually there's like just the women who walk around with her, and they'll eat, and everybody's just merry. Yeah. So I don't think the guy has anything going for him.
That was all about the woman.
Yeah, exactly. So the guy would probably be there during the umembeso, but he can't really play a role. It's actually just for her. So in the olden days, after the wedding, the bride and the groom, during their night, they have to kind of sleep together, and they have to sleep on white sheets. So this does not really happen in modern times, but in Swaziland, in some areas in Swaziland, it still happens. If maybe the parents are very cultural and traditional, like, they'll do it, but it's still like,
bring some blood or all.
No. So it's like, it doesn't really happen, but in Swaziland, they would probably do it still. Yeah. So if there's no blood on the sheets, that means the bride is not a virgin. If there is blood, happy days, then this old woman will come out holding the sheets. know, like your blood.
Look, it's my blood. And you're like,
yeah, it's my blood. Great. I'm a virgin. Yeah, it's madness. But anyway.
Cool.
So this old woman will come out and she's like hoarding the sheets and everybody celebrates like, yay. Utiqinile means like she kept herself
clean. She was
pure. Yeah, she's pure. She's a great bride and everybody's happy. So if this does not happen, it's very bad for the family. It's just terrible and yeah, it's just like a sad
disgraceful
day. Yeah, so it depends whether the husband will still want to marry, continue being with her. Mm. Sometimes they'll have to kind of like take back the lobola and stuff. It's really terrible.
Mm.
Okay, so let's talk about the wedding. So the wedding of Timba, that's when traditional beer is served. Traditional beer is called umgombothi. In South Africa, it will be called umgombothi. But in Swaziland, this is the proper way to say it, umgombothi.
Okay.
Yeah. So the beer is passed around by the males. They drink, so they'll usually be sitting in a circle and they'll pass it around. And I think it's called litiwa. Yeah. So they'll drink. Okay, it's like shaped in almost like a bowl, but like it almost covers the top with a small... Okay.
So it's like a circle.
Yeah,
it's a sphere.
Yeah, perfect. So that's like traditional beer. And mm-hmm. then the males drink it. Only the males can drink it at that time. And they're celebrating and then they pass it on from one person to the next. This is done specially by the older woman. They know to make the best. And yeah. But so women cannot drink it. If the women want to drink it, they need to go in a hut and drink it there. Or they need to go indoors if there's houses and there's no huts. They'll have to drink it indoors because it's sort of like seen as trashy when a woman drinks it, like just in list of everybody just being there and watching
her. Improper.
Yeah, improper. So all the women have to be prim and proper. They can't be drinking. Yeah, only the men can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so during the wedding, the groom and the bride will have a moment where they dance. So the groom will first start and he'll do the traditional dance, like where you just lift up your leg and you like just dancing for the female. That time the groom is like wearing just leather, not necessarily leather.
Oh my god.
It's like, yeah, it's just animal skin, like with all the fur, like yeah, just really, covered.
Is it like pants? Is it tight that he has to wear while he's dancing?
Long ago, okay, because he's getting married, yes, he has to be covered up. Mm-hmm. But if it's just kids and there's some event like that, they just go there with just the leather. So he'll be like literally dressed in the leather pants and then maybe have like the one that goes down like this, which is like the animal skin.
On with his, the fur. In front of his, chest.
Yes, yes. And then he'll have a spear
and
a shield. Mm-hmm. The shield is made out of like leather, animal skin as well.
So he comes out and does a dance for the bride.
You wear like holding those. So he'll be like,
Venetia is acting like she's shooting a bow and arrow. But with a shield and a spear.
Yeah. Something like that. But I'm sure if you like Google, you'll find the dance. I would show you
like
nicely.
A traditional Swati dance.
Yeah, I would show it to you, but like there'll only be a speed thumping and
Yeah, we can't. We'll link up a video to it. Yeah.
Use your mind. Okay, so while the groom is dancing, people like literally throw money at him.
Oh.
Sometimes like put it in the in the leather thing going on,
and like a stripper.
Stripper, but like the community, like, oh, he can dance, he's like dancing like the real Swati dance and whatnot. So after that, then the lady will start dancing. So she has to like do like a proper, what can I describe it? An elegant dance sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But like she's singing and her girls are behind her and they're like singing and dancing. And then and money gets thrown at her as well. And then so the groom and the bride all dance together and money's still thrown at them. So they so make a money. Lot of money. Yeah. They're like bowling at
that time. That's nice. That's what you should do for a wedding.
Yeah. So usually with those dancers, if ever there is younger girls dancing, a girl who's not about to get married, so she's not covered at the top, her breasts will be out, and then she'll be wearing lihia at the bottom, and then so she has to like lift her leg, so her leg has to go over her head.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so if you can't do that, then that means you're not a virgin. Yeah, it's almost like, ooh, she's been around. What?
If you can't do that.
Proper flexible. Yeah. I've never been able to do it. I think as, even as a baby. Oh, so clearly, there's something wrong with me. You know, so literally, all the girls in Swaziland can do it. It's amazing. Wow. They lift their leg over their head, like literally the leg goes.
It's like a
way.
Split. In the air.
Yeah, it's amazing. But the wife, the bride does not have to do that. Oh. But if there's like maybe a certain part of the wedding where there's like dancing that happens, then yes, the young girls would do it. And your boobs have to be like up in the air. They have to be literally like perky.
Okay.
If they're slouching down, that means you've either had a baby or you are not a virgin.
Wow. There's a lot of virginity involved here.
No. So yeah, there's a lot of purity that's considered. Yeah. So yeah. And then so if it all goes well, everybody's happy, and then
as long as everybody's a virgin, everybody's happy.
I mean, if you're a granny and you're married, I mean, that is okay if you're not a virgin.